No, no, Beth.
But this has long been debated in Mario history. Why does the Mario story go this deep?
Mario brothers have a sister called Beth. It's fine.
Mario moved to London at the age of 80. Oh, could you imagine a Mario brother from London?
Hey.
He moved to London when he was 18.
No, Mario's dad's been fucking a lot. It makes sense. So,
get off that princess. Pussy.
The third. Got me, brother. What's up and welcome to this week's episode of How Not to Summon a Scenario, where we ask the important questions like, how would we survive the Super Mario Brothers world?
Yahoo!
So I guess we start where the story starts. We're three plumbers that work in New York City.
Oh.
What'd you say? World 1-1.
From the beginning. You see, I had a great-great-granddad.
Grandpappy.
He was on the wrong side of history.
He liked flagpoles.
No, really. He was Mario, brother.
And he liked climbing poles.
Had a weird mustache. Princesses. Dyed his hair black.
And eat mushrooms.
Princesses.
What did great-granddad do? He ate a lot of mushrooms and went to a magical kingdom.
The mushroom
diving
kingdom.
Into any hole he could find.
Saving princesses.
And killing turtles.
And throwing turtles. Yeah.
Oh, granddad was fucked up.
And the people of the Mushroom Kingdom. So canonically, the bricks that you break, they're all toadstool people that have been turned into brick.
Granddad was...
is a mass murderer at the same time.
Always said he could ride bullets.
No, he's from Italy, it checks out.
And set fire to Goombas. remember that?
Yeah, with a magic flower. Yeah,
that's called an aerosol.
And your uncle's brother Bowser was his worst enemy, apparently.
Where's the skin of animals? Runs around with a cape like he's got on tism.
Why was this made in World War II? Alright, you've got fucking Mario Brothers on the fucking Eastern Front.
Firing fireballs. Americans and the British.
I said Eastern Front, not Western.
No. Fireballs at the British.
The Italians didn't take them along. Let's be honest, they were not there. They were along for the ride.
No, the Italians were always good.
Anyway.
Genuinely, World War II was like, doo-doo-doo, my friend Steve. Literally.
No, this is set in modern New York. We're in modern New York.
How modern?
So we're in
80s.
Brooklyn.
We're in Brooklyn.
The 80s, because that was when, technically, the Mario Brothers was...
Mama and Papa own, I guess, a pizzeria.
Hold who's Mama gonna... and Papa Mario. Yeah. They're both called Mario.
But Mario...
That's the last name?
Mario?
Yeah.
No.
What's
that? So it was originally, but it was just called Super Mario, and then the sequel was called Super Mario Brothers, and then people confused the fact that the brothers, because the bad translation in the 80s, Mario was their surname and not their first name, and in fact, it's not.
Then what's their last name?
So they have no
last name. So canonically, it's Mario, but they tried to retcon it.
Right.
In later Mario games, no one took to it, so it just became Mario because of
Luigi
really
Mario.
Bad translation. So Luigi Mario,
even though
he's not actually Mario's brother.
Oh, they're not related, though, are they? Wario and
Luigi? No, they're not.
Luigi.
They just happen to be bad versions
of
them.
Yeah, but it kind of sounds cooler.
They're like the evil twins. It just makes sense. It'd be like, there'd be evil opposites of
competing
us.
Competing plumbers.
There would be evil us.
Is that what they are?
Oh, there'd be evil us. What would evil us be doing to foil our plans through the Mushroom Kingdom?
God forbid that there was
kingdom.
An evil me.
Would it look any different?
No, it'd just be the good version. It'd be like our Simpsons episode.
Yeah.
Feeding. When you find out that you're really the bad guy.
Yeah. Your scar's on the wrong side, mate.
When I come running into you and I'm like, there's like an anti version of us, and they come in and they're fucking lovely, and you're like, hold on a minute.
A nigger sheen.
You're like, hold on a minute. They're actually not that bad, so.
No, he's really chill. He's really chill.
Look at him, he's super chill. Yeah.
Nega Sheen's a pretty cool
dude.
No,
the Auntie Lee, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke.
What does he do?
He goes to church.
He's a vegan.
He's a Christian.
He's ordained. He's ordained. Look at him. He's got a collar and everything.
A collar?
A collar. And not his collar, which is a different
story. I've got a collar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's the opposite.
Yeah, this one's not spiky.
It's ironic because I do have Hell Yes tattooed on my body.
Oh, there we go. See? The other one says God Yes. Yeah. God Yes.
But it's like the tramp stamp for some reason. No one knows why.
And what's the anti of me? Yeah, see?
Really energetic, quite nice to be around, likes cats.
Energetic, likes cats. Yeah, fair.
I'm middle fingering a cat right now.
He's middle fingering.
A cat.
You should be middle fingering a cat, mate.
Record this video, mate.
You brought it in here.
I can't help it. All pussy's pussy. That's what Evil Sheeny does.
God forbid the Evil Sheen.
I couldn't imagine Evil Sheen.
What's a good me?
Went to church, carried on getting.
I think the
up.
Other me would just. I think literally the other version of me would be me again. You just look at them and go, I can't
gray
tell.
Area?
I can't tell which one's the good one and bad one. I have no idea.
One's a virgin. One on the other hand.
Yeah, that's the only difference. He's a virgin and shy.
And pays his child support.
That's it. There are Warios.
Yeah, and pays his child support as well.
Oh, God, I can't think of anything worse than being a protagonist in a video game being chased. Have you heard about our Lord and Saviour? Well, I'm trying to save the Mushroom Kingdom.
So we get sucked down a pipe.
We've all been there.
No, we haven't. Not yet.
There was a silence. There was a pause. So we get. We end
sucky,
up in.
Sucky 9000 would beg to differ.
Do you know what? Why is it that. I guess we're cartoon characters.
Oh my
right?
God. Could you imagine us as 2D?
Well, if we go by the original movie, it's not. If we go by the new movie, then yeah, we're 3D characters.
Yeah, but we're 2D.
Do we get sucked into a video game? Or do we get sucked into a world that's just different to us?
No, it's just essentially, yeah, it's a parallel.
Oh, how boring. Can you imagine going to another universe and go, oh, great, oh, it's a castle. We've got those. Oh, it's a we've got mushrooms.
Yeah, but there's talking mushroom people. I'm kind of...
Hey, mate, if you do enough drugs, they do talk. Let me tell you.
Are you going to try and eat
Goodly couldn't tell you.
He's going to eat one of the mushroom people. I want to know what you do to me. After I've consumed you.
What?
What?
Are you talking to the mushroom saying as you're eating?
He's stroking it while he's doing it.
Cut back to reality. It's just a small guy.
It's Captain Toadstool.
Yeah.
So before we go on an adventure.
How do they end up getting picked to save the Mushroom Kingdom?
Kind of accidentally, because they're humans, which are really odd.
They're plumbers, aren't they?
And,
yeah, they're just a couple of plumbers.
Yeah.
Who just fall down a drainpipe.
Yeah. Yeah, they get sucked in while they're doing a work in a bathroom, aren't they?
And then they do that training montage with the princess. Well, yeah. The assault course.
Look, let's be honest, though. Only two of us are getting sucked in because one of us is not at work.
What?
One of us is late for work.
Late, there we go. That
would be you.
Yeah. One of us has decided not to
no,
turn up.
No, it's funnier
today.
That he turns
up. One of us has got holiday.
It'd be funnier if he does turn up for work and we've already been sucked in the pipe and he's just like, where are they?
I guess
that'd
I'll
be the shittest Luigi's Mansion ever. No ghosts, just him going, Sheeny. Sheeny.
I don't know where they've gone.
Carry around a vacuum on
I
his
just,
back.
No, I just see like this rainbow pipe. I'm like, that needs covering up. Cement.
Plasterboard.
Cement and that. No, cement. No,
he's got the cinder blocks out. He's bricked
it. No, I feel
it.
Like we dropped something on the way through and then he'd see it and then come and join us later. Mm. But at that point, we've already trained with the princess. We're ready to go. And then he turns up.
Just gets sucked in for the adventure.
Let's be honest, though. I feel like I would pick it up pretty quickly.
No, you go, no. Bowser's got a point.
I would.
No, he's just in love. Don't worry about it. I've got all the time in the world for this guy.
If I heard his song, I'd be like, you know what?
He is cool.
Huh. Like me and girls, you go, Glen Coco.
Let's be honest, right? What does Bowser actually do wrong?
He
also kidnaps her to Stockholm Syndrome her into loving him and then hiding behind all his... nephews.
Yeah, but apart
and
from
he does
that,
try and kill people in a.
But apart from that,
he
invades a kingdom.
He's trying to force
being the bad
to
guy
him.
Sets it all on fire from pirate ships in the sky, which all sounds very familiar.
That sounds very British, and I'm behind it all of a sudden.
He's charismatic.
My God, I'm behind him.
Look at the tail on that.
Yes, we can.
That beautiful singing voice.
He's singing about arses, you know that, right?
We're just going to end up in a cage above a lava pit.
Pretty much. Oh, with that finally. Annoying fucking star.
I don't know what you're on about. You are the star. Sweet release of death.
We've all been there.
All three of us be like, good.
Thank God this kingdom sucks. Yeah. Tired of being a plumber and not getting paid.
Yeah, that's a good point. In gold coins, technically.
I think we die being squashed by Donkey Kong.
No, I could beat the shit out of Donkey Kong.
I'll throw a barrel at him.
We'll send this guy in.
He's done.
When they say, can you fight a gorilla? And the only one turning around going, yeah, I'll fight a gorilla.
I'll fight a gorilla.
And me and you will sit on the sideline and we'll be like, how many lives has he got? 50. And watch them tick down.
I'm wearing him down. Put me in, coach.
I've got a power up in my hand. I'm like, I'll throw him in a minute. I'll throw him the power up in a minute.
Give him another 10 lives.
He's the only one that we can put a cat suit on him as well.
That's a good point. He'd wear the shit out of that.
I would.
I'm like, wearing nothing at all.
Just me and a cape.
You just got to put the tail. He's already got a tail in, apparently.
That is not the tail.
How's that strapped on? It isn't.
It's in there nice and tight.
I'm clenching so hard. The shit kicked out of me. Put it in there as a defensive mechanism. Stop me getting ended in a rope by a gorilla. With his big old Donkey Kong cock.
He's the only one we're putting in onesies.
I go in there with just a straight up flamethrower.
I could swim underwater, put a frog suit on me.
Is it a raccoon? What's
it? It's a raccoon. It's a raccoon. It's not called a raccoon. It's called a Nuki suit or something. Yeah.
I can't wait until he gets in like the aqua suit and he's like, I can swim and breathe underwater forever. Yeah. Just rises to the surface after just about
ping on the edge. It didn't work.
So we lose Grayson to Donkey Kong because he's going to kill him. We lose Jim in the assault course at the start because there's no way you're surviving that.
No, there's no way you're surviving that.
Well, oh, we're surviving that.
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
Yeah, we would all eventually get through that.
If Peach is in front of me, I can fucking chase her. I'll chase her through that assault course, don't you worry.
Yeah, we thought Bowser was the monster.
The moral of the story.
There is some casual flirting going on between her and Mario in the carts towards the end.
As he rolls up in his woman.
My cart. What's going on here?
It's in Halfords.
As I turn up in a Ford Focus.
ST.
ST.
I remember that.
Everyone's got Mario cars and I've got a Ford Focus ST. You're all stupid. I've got a roof.
But we got helmets.
I got a roof.
And when it rains, you're all fucked.
When the police come, it won't be us they're chasing.
For some reason.
I'm beating in the back.
With that 15-year-old toadstool you got in the passenger seat.
Hey, we don't know how old they are.
Toadette.
They live for a long time, the toads, man.
Toadette.
Toadette.
What'd that pink toad do?
I'm not fucking a mushroom.
What about Daisy? Daisy's there.
Oh, I don't know, it'd be quite squishy.
You let me know how that goes.
It's the species reviewers again.
I was the wrong brother.
Yeah, we found out which one you were.
You thought Bowser bad was one. Bad. Guess what's just walked into the kingdom?
I don't think Bowser's that bad. I genuinely don't.
I'd keep him as a pet at the end.
He's just misguided.
What, Bowser?
Yeah.
I don't think he'd accept being a pet.
If he's small in that cage.
Yeah, he's just a turtle, isn't he, really?
I mean, he's a lizard.
With a shell.
And he's got a turtle shell.
He's more like a Godzilla-type creature than he is a turtle.
Yeah.
What if we...
Michelangelo's a turtle. He's not the fifth turtle.
Hold on. He might be Godzilla, because he comes back to our world and all of a sudden he turns into a huge fucking lizard.
Is it because he wants the invincibility star, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what he's trying to capture.
Yeah, but it only lasts for like 15 seconds.
And they're everywhere.
No, because there's only one in the film.
Only one in the film.
But they're fucking everywhere.
Yeah, what's the point in it if it runs out anyway? Like he hedges all his bets on capturing the star to subjugate everybody.
Not
but
the
that
giant
star...
army of Goombas that he's
or
got.
The star that he talks in his basement.
Yeah.
The blue one.
don't know about that one. I don't think
I don't. I ain't eating that.
You could swallow that.
You're all. I just don't get it. Like, if somebody was like that star will make you invincible, I'd be like, awesome, I want it. And then they're like, for like 15 seconds, I'd be like, well, what's the fucking point?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'd be like, cool.
I can't do anything in 15 seconds that I would need to be invincible for.
I mean, you could fuck King Kong. You'd need to be invincible for 15 seconds.
You might win against Donkey Kong for those 15 seconds.
The star.
He's used literally the ultimate treasure in the entire universe to fight Donkey Kong for 15 seconds.
The worst part about that scene is he beats the fuck out of Donkey Kong in front of his son.
He does.
Diddy Kong's right there.
And his dad.
And his dad.
You're looking at this?
You're next.
Old man, you're next.
Come here, Daddy Kong.
As you're throwing your shit at him.
And he's died a lot, so he shit himself a lot.
I'm all about the power-ups. I'll be gathering as many of them together as possible.
What about those fucking fireball ones?
The flowers, fire flowers.
Just join them all together and throw them all. Fucking nuke.
Join them all together.
Like a fucking nuke goes
just
off.
Fire a red shell at in there,
I'm
homing.
I'm all about all of them. I think they're brilliant. I collect them all.
Just go on the go-kart track. Get the fucking blue one.
Oh, my God.
It's like, just like, Bowser's winning. And then throw it. Done. Bowser's gone.
Wait, can't you just... Just because you use them on the track doesn't mean you can't just use them in the kingdom.
Exactly.
No, I mean, nuke the goddamn princess's castle.
I mean, I suppose so. But I mean, essentially, you could throw a turtle at anybody.
Wait, why are we the ones trying to take over the kingdom all of a sudden? Well, that's just me.
Once we save the place, they kind of owe us one, right?
What? Is that how that works?
Yeah, but that's when the curtain drops and Mario gets a kiss. Or a blowy.
One's better than the other.
A kiss, I know.
She's Grayson. Inexperienced, I get it.
Grayson makes love with an ape.
He's clapping ape cheeks.
It's gotta be done. It's gotta be done.
That's the end of the story. Is that it? In the epilogue. In the epilogue.
I think it is, yeah.
The epilogue. Grayson moved to the Monkey Kingdom
and became king.
I am King Kong.
You're going to stay with the Toad people.
100%.
I don't know where I'm going.
Oh, I'd love
go,
it. It'd be like fucking Smurf Village.
I guess I'll. The Goombas need a new person to lead them, I guess.
The Goombas.
I guess I'll take them.
Why do I feel like mine by the end would look like Victorian London?
I thought you were going to say Victoria Beckham. I don't know why.
No.
He's put lipstick on the Toad.
No, I'm just like, what about the Toadstool Kingdom? It looks like Victorian London by the end. There's just like smokestacks everywhere. I'm like, yes.
Industrialised
Toad Kingdom. Toad Kingdom.
There's a lava pit right there. I'm sure you could turn that into a power source.
Well, that's in my place, isn't it? Because I'm taking over Bowser's place.
Thermal power. I like the idea. Hold on a minute. Me and you, collaboration, right?
I get a ship, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, the wooden pirate ship that flies.
I've got a good crown as well. Got a sweet crown.
It's made of daisies and rainbows. What, Toadstools?
Yeah, Toadstool Kingdom is Princess Peaches.
Yeah.
Yes, she's the princess of that kingdom.
Sweet.
Because she used to be human and ended up in the Mushroom Kingdom, and the Toad people were just like, be our queen.
Well, she can go and welcome.
Because I think she hints at that, does she not? She, like Mario, came from the real world, but she's been in the Mushroom Kingdom so long she forgot what the real world was like.
Well, she can go back to the real world. Emperor Jim's here.
Oh, we forgot about Yoshi as well, because
he
pops up at the end and he cracks out.
I fucking hate Yoshi.
What's he do? He's got a long tongue.
Yeah, but you got to punch him in the back of the head. You got to donkey punch him.
Oh.
To get him to fucking stick. Watch the animation on his first fucking game. Mario literally goes, fucking tongue out, you twat.
What's he do? Just grab shit?
If he eats enough, he lays an egg. And then another Yoshi comes out, a baby one. And then when you lose your one, that one grows up and you can ride that.
Now...
So you create an army of them.
Yes. All different colours as well.
If you just keep battery farming them.
And if they eat and spit out, they shoot fire.
What does it taste like?
What, Yoshi? I imagine somewhere between like an alligator and a turtle.
Apparently alligators taste like chicken. So.
Oh, that alligator is good.
Yeah, well, there you go. So
crocodile, sorry.
We could battery farm them.
battery bar. Jeez, I love that. Just whack them over the head eventually.
If you keep force feeding,
why is it turning into Minecraft where we're just trying to automate everything so we don't have to do it?
There's absolutely no need to do it, but we're going to do it anyway.
Welcome to the Toadstool Kingdom under Emperor Jim. All of a sudden,
Jim is walking around smacking Yoshis on the head.
Not just me.
They're in a chain gang.
You've got them in Toad and Toadette.
Harvesting giant mushrooms.
Oh, yeah, no. They
don't need them anymore.
Well, no. I send them back to the real world.
What?
Mushrooms. Magic mushrooms.
They're not magic.
They are.
Unless what you took to fantasize this entire world is magic. Those are normal mushrooms. The normal one, the special ones
what
are magic.
What you need to harvest and create is just power-ups.
Yeah, that's what I'm on about.
Yeah, that's
magic
the one.
Magic mushrooms. That's the thing. You need the
littler mushrooms that make you big.
Yeah.
That's there called Viagra.
Or the big mushrooms that make you little.
Yeah. Just see? All the power-ups. You need to
find a
way. A
bad batch of the poison mushrooms.
Find a way of creating them and then shipping them to the real world.
Yeah, to the black
and
market.
Selling them.
And
God, how much money could you make from Japan if you got them? Those fucking ones where they instantly get a tail.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking hell, you'd make millions.
You'd be a cat person.
Every boyfriend would be like, no, just put nothing in your food. Don't worry about it. Everything's normal. Yeah. He's there fucking grinding pills up.
Yeah, you'd be a cat.
Meow.
Turn you into a cat person for 2 hours.
Fucking Nico heaven.
Toad.
Or a toad.
Or a toad. Depending on the bat you got.
Or a raccoon.
Or a raccoon.
All of a sudden,
everyone's flying around with tails.
Hold on.
Comes with a warning. If you don't land within the 2 hour period, you will fall to your death.
Hold on. Air Force. Navy. We've got some things.
You get a military contract.
Yeah, 100%.
Top Gun would be a different movie if it was just raccoon suits. Just Tom Cruise in a raccoon suit.
And a cat guy on his back.
Way to the danger
zone. You can be my raccoon any day.
Just dropping cat people into the war zone because they can land on their feet.
And then giant power-ups, they become fucking huge tanks all of a sudden.
So the idea is we save the kingdom,
and then
exploit it. Exploit.
Huh? What?
Peach is going to try and stop us, right? So we've got to do something with her.
Yeah, we there's a royal accident. All she has to be doing is...
Yeah, but there's other princesses as well,
easy.
Isn't there?
It's easy. We just put her in a car. We pay the driver. She's driving through France. She has a crash.
I knew it was going that way. And I let
we don't have to worry about it.
No, let him cook. He's the photographer.
And we never have to worry about it. Even years down the line, we'll be dead before anybody suspects a thing.
He's the photographer.
Well, they'll always suspect, but fuck it, who cares?
What happens in France stays in France.
Who's going to fucking tell us if we're wrong?
The mushrooms.
Yeah, exactly. They're all chained up at this point. What? We've just become colonial Britain.
Yeah.
Okay.
British nature.
We've gone somewhere and we've basically...
Put a flag in it.
I want Rule Britannia at the end of this episode. I don't want no normal outro.
And on that note, it's time for us to chuff off. All you summoners can join us next time for a brand new scenario. If you've got any questions or queries or just want to see what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at How Not to Summon, or join our Discord at How Not to Summon a Podcast, or go to our YouTube at How Not to Summon to watch all our latest vids. I've been Shinny Senpai.
I've been Emperor Jim.
I've been informing you the sun never sets on the British Empire.
God bless everyone!